Kids tend to ignore the dangers of defying gravity in sleds. Hitting the snow hills at full speed is a winter blast for them. For some parents, the thrill has been replaced with worry. WUWM's Susan Bentz reports.
It's a clear, cold late afternoon in Milwaukee. 2 feet of well-packed snow blankets this popular neighborhood sledding hill that everybody calls Dewey. 13-year-old Henry Marks and his 9-year-old brother Joseph are squeezing in a few runs before the sun sets.
So listen, have you guys ever crashed into something?
Oh yeah, I almost went unconscious on that tree right there.
Today I just hit that tree.
Unconscious just today.
Bridget Clemente coordinates the Injury Free Coalition for Kids in Milwaukee.
There are quite a few trees in this area. So I would have to say that maybe it doesn't make an A.
Where would you put it?
Maybe about a C.
Dr. Lynn Simpello treats emergency patients at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Simpello wanted to find out just how fast kids speed down the slopes, so she used a radar gun.
We recorded the speeds of sledders going down various designated sledding hills. They were designated by our county parks and rec department as somewhat safe. 19 miles per hour was the average speed, with people going up to 25 miles per hour. Really, anybody who's traveling 25 miles an hour down a hill should probably wear a helmet.
Back in Milwaukee, Licia Davies says she's taken her 4 kids sledding every winter for years. Her 8-year-old, Travis, is the youngest. Earlier this winter, Davies says she was on top of a designated sledding hill with her son. Travis had already taken a few great runs, so neither of them expected what happened next.
There was a big ramp that the older kids had built. He hit the ramp and his sled flew into the street. He went up in the air at least 5 feet and came directly down on his head.
Davies says it was 17 hours later when Travis woke up in the hospital. While he doesn't remember anything about what happened on the hill, Davies says she'll never forget it and says next time her kids will wear lots of padding and helmets when sledding. Across town, Henry and Joseph's mom, Mary Marks, watches her son zoom down Dewey. She wants her kids to be able to enjoy that on-the-edge feeling of flying down the hill.
We all want this OSHA-regulated life, that everything's safe, and it's not. My husband and I taught our kids how to bail off quickly. And you'll see the kids, they build jumps and all kinds of things. I mean, sledding, it's joyful and it's fun.
The Injury-Free Coalition for Kids is launching a public awareness campaign to try to convince people like Mary to put helmets on their kids when they're barreling down snow-packed hills this winter. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.
This is NPR News.